USA Radio News.
President Donald Trump fulfilled a campaign promise by moving the American embassy to Jerusalem. This was the message that you heard repeated by all the speakers at the inauguration ceremony today for the new U.S. embassy in the Israeli capital. Senator Lindsey Graham was in Jerusalem, and he talked about why this is such a big deal for the Israeli people.
Of all the things President Trump could have done to tell Israel we have their back, making Jerusalem the capital is the strongest signal he could have sent. In 1995, we voted 95-3 to make Jerusalem the capital of Israel. Trump's the first president to actually make it happen by moving the embassy. It's an unequivocal statement in very difficult times.
First Lady Melania Trump underwent a procedure this morning to treat a kidney condition and will likely be hospitalized for the rest of the week. That's at least according to the White House. President Trump did head over to Walter Reed to visit his wife this afternoon. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.